This is a different kind of concert. Are y'all comfortable? Because everybody's like leaning on a desk, post-it notes are everywhere. This is the title track from the new record that's going to come out in 2011, January probably. It's called City of Refuge. And it's based off of a sort of banjo tuning called the Hop High tuning, if anybody cares about that. I heard some Clawhammer discussion out there earlier. In, Bob. Yeah. You're referring to the story of how I picked the banjo up. Yeah. Well, I did. I thought I was gonna go study law at Beijing University. I'd taken all the exams and everything and was ready to head over there at one point. And I'd recently picked up a banjo because I wanted to take something American with me. And I also had discovered Doc Watson. Does anybody know Doc Watson? Amazing. Doc Watson, yeah. I heard an LP of him singing and playing Shady Grove on the banjo and fell absolutely in love and said, now that is something American that I can be really proud of. And I'm gonna learn how to sing that song. So I bought a banjo, and I promptly left on a road trip down the East Coast before I was headed off to China for the rest of my life. And I stopped in a few spots, like Massachusetts, and I stopped at the Augusta Heritage Center in West Virginia and learned some old-time music, and headed down to North Carolina and over to Kentucky for the IBMA, the International Bluegrass Music Association Convention. And I had learned a few songs on the banjo and played with some good folks up in Vermont, the Cleary Brothers, Bo Stapleton, some great folks. But at this IBMA, I sat down in a hallway with a couple girls and played the few songs that I knew and basically got offered a record deal. So I didn't go to China, needless to say. I called my friends in Beijing and I said, you know, I got offered a record deal. They're like, you play music? Yeah. So I ended up staying in Nashville, and it's been almost 9 years since then. And I just take every day as it comes and keep learning new things, translating things into Chinese and writing in English. And actually, that leads into the next song. We're going to do a little something in Chinese. I learned this next one in 1996 from Old Lady Wong in Chengdu, Sichuan. And this is a traditional number from the mountains of western Sichuan. It's called Tai Yang Chu Lai Xi Yang Yang, which means the sun has come out and we are so happy. I don't need this. Oh, shoot, Grandma. Oh, wow, that was really weird. It looked like I was calling for my grandma.
Where's my grandma?
Bring it to me now. I need my grandma.
At the NPR.
They're very close.
No, my...
We're at the NPR building. Oh,
thank you. Grandma's in Oregon.
Grandma does not live close by.
We got to... Yes, they're in there. We got to play the World's Fair. The World Expo, which in 1938, when my grandma went in New York City, it was called the World's Fair. But now it's called the World Expo, and we played in Shanghai this last July, opening for none other than Madeleine Albright. And Grandma said, you cannot go to the World's Fair. She said, you cannot go to the World's Fair in Shanghai unless you wear something American. I'm going to make you some very special sweatbands. So that's what happened. So I've got to wear them. Oh.
Where did I put them? Sorry, just a second.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
Did she do this a lot?
Lots.
All the time.
Yeah. Lots.
Those are right.
Sweatpants? Sweatbands.
Sweatbands. Oh, you thought I was going to put on some sweatpants? That would have been great. Yeah. So this is Grandma's handiwork. She went to the jogging store and then to Michael's and found the stars and the stripes. So
where's Grandma?
Grandma's in Portland, Oregon, 89 and rockin'. So this is in honor of Grandma June.
And our great country.
And our great country, yes.
Simultaneously.
And the natural segue would be a folk song in Chinese. So here we go. Tai Yang Chu Lai Xi Yang Yang. Oh, And those arm things, that's what you do in Chinese folk music. I was a teacher of American folk music in at Sichuan University for 6 weeks in 2008, and they promptly told me that I wasn't teaching folk music correctly, because surely there would be a correct way to do hand gestures for every song. So I learned theirs, and I should probably come up with something for, like, Pretty Polly or something, I don't know. Stabbed her to the heart and her heart split. I don't know. It doesn't change. Okay, yeah. Okay, we're going to do something else now.
What should we do?
I think we're going to slow it down, Bob, and do the one you like. Okay. Do you mind? I'm a grandma. How did the banjo go over in China?
You finally made it to China with the banjo,
right? Yeah, right after that all happened, I, instead of going back over to go to school, I went over and a friend said, well, hey, if you're going to come visit us, you're a musician now, right? So we should just set up a couple gigs for you. And before you know it, it just, thank you.
When did you learn to speak Chinese?
I learned in college, really. And I went to Middlebury College for summers, where they do an intensive program. And then I just have spent a ton of time there. And I've road managed, I guess, like 10 tours to China now, so that makes you have to learn things you didn't think you'd have to learn, you know. I don't know, like surplus taxes on rooms and deposits and crazy stuff. Anyway, it's having an instrument and being able to sing and copy other people's sounds is a great way to communicate and feel connected and find each other's hearts, which is why I'm so glad I've ended up playing music instead of being a lawyer in Beijing.
So. Glad to.
Three, four.
Them all down. The band's all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you guys.